Today is 5th March 2026, and the weather from the past week, last 7 days, it got warmer and warmer and warmer, like day by day. So the highest for today is 94, and the lowest is 65, right now 69 in Celsius. It is 21 now, and the highest temperature today is 34, the lowest 18. We have Auric, Lawrence, both from the UK, and Prem and Krishna, but this Krishna is different Krishna, from Nepal. About a month and a half ago, I was inspired to plan a visit to Maharashtra state and Aurangabad area and Parbhani area, where I visit once a year, and decided to start our visit from 5th of March and then return back on the 17th of March. I wasn't thinking means like try to receive revelation from God or not aware of those things, but God is always working in us. The reality is that is what's happening with all of us. We don't have to be smart and excellent in planning and so forth. So how these days turned out to be really perfect. The flight that starts from the UK to India, Lawrence and Porik selected Air India, the same flight. Lawrence arrived one day before, Porik arrived one day later. 28th of February flight from the UK got canceled because what's happening over there in Iran, those area. So that flight would have arrived here on the 1st of March. And also the 1st of March flight, which would arrive here on the 2nd, that got canceled also. Lawrence was going to take 2nd March flight, which would arrive on the 3rd. So what happened? That flight didn't get canceled. So Lawrence was able to fly to Delhi, where many people were saying there wouldn't be any flight going to this side of the world, going over the Arab countries and those places. However, that particular day, 2nd to 3rd, the flight was on, and Lawrence arrived about 1 hour delay. The next one in line was Porik. He was to take 3rd of March flight to arrive here on the 4th. And his flight didn't get canceled either. So Porik also arrived here in Delhi and came to Gurgaon yesterday. And his flight was late by just 1 hour. So Lawrence and Porik are with us. Now, two leaders from Nepal. Now, this side also have different story, background. Nepal is going to have an election. For this election, Nepal's rule is that no Nepali person, resident, citizen, could come out of the country. They want everybody to vote, so the government, the country, don't allow anybody to go out of the country. However, Nepali person can enter into Nepal from other country. So that is okay to vote. So Prem and Krishna, they arrived at the border on the 3rd of March. The 5th is the election day. 5th of March is election day. So as per the law, they knew they had a big challenge to go out of the border to enter into India. But they trusted God. So the big and main thing is God is put everything under power. Like Jesus' disciples asked him, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Just before ascension. So they were concerned about that. And he said, Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Our wonderful God, before the foundation of the world, he's already put everything in his own power, his own perfection, and at the same time given everyone, the mankind, freedom of choice, will. Because he has put everything in his own power, even though since the time of Adam and then Noah, everybody got wiped out, only 8, Noah's family survived, and from there multiplication took place. Meanwhile, there were war, pestilence, famine, many things had taken place to kill off many people, death, and so forth. But somehow we came to come into this world. We were born somehow. Whatever things were happening in the past, however it could have been and did happen, we safely arrived and got born into this world. Not only that, we were able to hear the good news and we were saved. Prem and Krishna, they knew what kind of challenge that was awaiting at the border. They saw many people, were Nepali nationals, were sent back. They're seeing them coming back. They reached the border control officer initially said, hey, you were not allowed to cross the border. Don't you know the election rule? And Prem spoke certain things back and forth. And he said that, may I speak to your officer? And that border control person who was speaking with him, he pointed out where he could meet with the officer, the main guy. So Prem and Krishna walked to that place and met the officer. And the officer also said, don't you know that this is a rule that you would not be able to depart Nepal during this time? And this officer asked him, for what purpose you wanted to go this particular time to India? And Prem, he was inspired to say, and he said, I'm going there to preach the good news. The officer looked at him and he said, oh, okay, you may go. So they were allowed to go outside. Go outside means cross the border and enter into India. And they took a cab, about 2.5 hours drive, to Gorakhpur, and there's an airport. They already booked the flight from Gorakhpur, India, to Delhi. So they were able to arrive yesterday here and share with me about this. So what sense does the world say? Rules. Yes, there are rules, good rules, regulations, and so forth. But really, there's another rule, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And God has given to us his spirit. And he enabled us to walk by the spirit of God. Walk not by sight, There are many things, so many things. Nowadays, so many informations coming to our ears, eyes. And we would not know what is right or what is wrong. But God has given to us this ability to look only to God. And the Father is able to lead us. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are sons of God. And many times we don't even know that we were led by God. But it is our nature. This is new nature in Christ Jesus. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, plural, which God has before ordained for each of us, that we are willing, free will, and he's encouraging, we should walk in it. So we do that. There's so many things happening around us. Jesus' time, Jesus told them, they are concerned. His disciples, apostles were concerned. We have been ruled by this other nation, Rome. I think it's about time you, since you are the Son of God and the Messiah, you once died and God raised you from the dead. You are totally powerful, invincible. How about this time you restore the kingdom to Israel? Why don't you lead us to this independence? So Jesus was given different perspective from God and he spoke. And that was, his reply was, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive lambano. Use the power, ability. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. The focus. He's giving the focus. Both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. Jesus was gone. Whoa. Jesus could have thought, wow, this is a big thing. I have spoken like gigantic plan. Out of his mouth, this thing came out. And as he was going in the sky, wow, would they be able to do that? I would not be with them. But God showed him that with this power from on high, the Comforter, it would be better that you go away. Jesus, go away. So we are in an excellent location, place, excellent hand of God, the perfect wonderful God who knows everything. And how did I know that I selected that particular day? That 5th of March we would fly to Aurangabad. Oh, and moreover, that officer, the top officer at the border who spoke with Prem, that I could let you go. But on the 5th, today now, then the next day, nobody could go out. Which we didn't know, Prem didn't know. But somehow, about a month and a half ago, I just decided this is the day that we would fly. And Prem decided to arrive on 4th. Yesterday, Lawrence decided to fly on the 2nd of March and arrived 3rd and Porik 3rd March and 4th arrival. And one day before Lawrence's flight, two flights were canceled already. And it looked like that would continue because of this thing happening around there. So we have wonderful God with us who is really in front of us, our dad, loving father, and he blessed us and made us as his workmanship, masterpiece, and given us amazing good works that he planned for us. I don't have to plan. He planned for us in which we are to walk in it, and he is working in us. God is now not far away. Our wonderful Father, the Creator, all-wise, the Almighty God, most powerful God, who says, "Fear not, I am with you. I walk with you. I talk with you. Cast all of your burdens, cares upon me. I care for you." So he's with us, and he is working in us, and he's the one who sends to us such as should be saved. That's a good deal. And we desire laborers because harvest is plenteous. He says that, so okay, I will not argue. And I am to expect laborers, that kind of persons, to bump into me, which is happening. So he has not asked any hard thing, difficult thing. Is there anything too difficult with God? He takes care of those things, which he says, "Is there anything too difficult for me?" Our Father, Daddy, who is with me, with you, and he has given us wonderful capability, ability in the Spirit, for us to be able to speak in tongues, for us to prophesy, to heal the sick, all manners of sickness and diseases, and cast out devils, discerning of spirits, receive word of wisdom, knowledge. Connection is established, and thanks to God that we don't have to be smart. We are depending on God, trusting Jehovah with all of our heart, and we lean on to his understanding. We don't have to lean on to our own understanding, somebody else's understanding. And in all our ways, we acknowledge him. He is with me. And he shall, guaranteed, direct our path. So we are in this wonderful path of heavenly life, and he has chosen us to be that person that could say, "I am come," that they might have life. Those who are hungry and thirsty, who's ready to hear, they might have life and have it more abundantly. Each one of us can say this, the words that Jesus spoke then, "I am come." He made us through his work, enabled us to be as he is in this world. So he said that we can say this, "I am come," that they might have life and have it more abundantly. We are that kind of person. God has taken care of us to make us rich in health, rich in wealth, wealthy in time, and wealthy in all these spiritual wonderful things, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and so forth. So thanks be to God. So from today, 5 p.m., we are flying to Aurangabad, and will be received by leaders over there. And from tomorrow, wonderful fellowships will start, and God has plans to edify, to encourage, and be encouraged also, us. So this calling for this particular time, we responded to act, and God made it all possible. So Nozomi will fly with me and Rasutan also. So seven of us will fly this evening to Aurangabad for this wonderful God's planned time. And of course, it's not that itinerary is God planned time. Daily, when something like this itinerary is not there, each day is God's wonderful plan for us. Today is the day that Jehovah has made. Today also, wherever we are. And our Father is so wonderful and loving. He made for us perfect day. And we can say, regardless of what's happening around, this is the day that Jehovah has made. Hence, He will not make me, my daddy God will not make me lousy day, worse day, however it may appear. He would absolutely make the most wonderful day. Our confession, our expectation, always in that direction, because God said it. What God said is true, and there's power. His word is powerful, alive, quick, and powerful. So we will rejoice, enjoy, 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 and be glad in it. So thanks to God for giving us today and the past and the future until the return of Christ and onto the utmost parts of the world. So this is what I want to share today. God bless you.